RCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Democrats hoping to find a voice and engage the voters, staging rallies all over this weekend. Their targets, not just President Trump, but Democratic leadership.
As Republicans line up behind Trump, Democrats attempt to fight back. Leading the charge, 83-year-old Bernie Sanders and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. The pair drawing tens of thousands at rallies in Arizona and Colorado.
ABC Selena Wang. Senator Chuck Schumer says he will not resign for voting with Republicans to avert a shutdown. His Brooklyn home drew demonstrators. The first black Republican woman elected to Congress has died. Mia Love of Utah was 49. She was battling brain cancer. Ahead of Monday talks to bring a ceasefire to Ukraine, Russia sent more drones across Ukraine, including the capital, Kyiv, killing seven. Those U.S. brokered talks in Saudi Arabia are still on. This is ABC News. Early reviews are meh for the opening night on Broadway for Denzel Washington and Jake Gyllenhaal in Othello. The New York Post calls it Slowthello. It's the most expensive ticket on Broadway. $338 is the average. Center Orchestra and some mezzanine are going for $921. If you want to see George Clooney's Good Night and good luck finding a cheap seat there, too. $300 is the average ticket. If you want to see Kieran Culkin, Bob Odenkirk, and Bill Burr in Glengarry Glen Ross, that's over $200 on average. But you still can go to Broadway and not go broke. The New York Times counts 9 shows selling seats for under $50, including Chicago, Hadestown, and Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. Winter storm warnings for maybe a half a foot of snow by morning from the northern plains to the upper Midwest. A spring dusting may hit New England. The 95 corridor is bracing for a messy Monday morning. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Barry Mack, you were supposed to be on the show about 3 weeks ago, but I got really sick. Like, I slept on a mattress that you might have driven to the dump.
Still like last time, I am actively smuggling in mattresses from Minnesota because they recycle them for free.
You should probably keep that on the download.
Well, yeah, but how am I going to get any business unless I start talking about it, Pete?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Musk is so arrogant that he is even intervening right here in the state of Wisconsin.
Republican Rep. Brian Stile said in a statement that Sanders was on a fear-mongering tour. Maybe you should be afraid when billionaires can buy the presidency, when billionaires can buy elections. I think that's a little scary. And
I think so.
We, the people, should do something about it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Hour number 3 of Max Inc. Radio, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Spreading local music all over the state tonight. It's all brought to you by Carbon 4 Brewing Company, located in Madison's east side, making high-quality beers with the best ingredients they can find. Visit their tap room and try their exclusive creations. Buy their brewers, plus sample local snacks. That's my favorite part. And the live music, carbon4.com. Lo Marie is in the studio right now, warming up. She's brought her guitar. She's going to talk to us about the Respect concert that's coming up over at the Majestic Theater and play a couple tunes. So that's really exciting. Rocker has got lots of different wires in there and making her sound super amazing. We're going to do a double dip right now from the Claudettes. We'll tell you where they're playing here in Wisconsin. If you miss them at the barn, well, you have 2-3 more shows you can catch them right here coming up really soon. So let's do it right now. We'll start with No Matter How Much.
No matter how much.
On Max Inc. Radio.
You will not drink. You will not appear. Behind me and throw your arms around me as I stand at the bathroom sink. Then kiss me against the wall and lead me by my hand. Back down. Materialize in a hammock with me and laugh and sway.
Okay, nothing more to need from me. Cause honey, you're a bit of tools. What you get is what you see. Is there a wild man on the loose? The game boy's out of the box. The pieces are unpacked. Just remember if you look at lost, touch me. And I'll touch you back.
A double dip, two in a row, on Mags Inc. Radio, the Claudettes, new music, and then some older things that I just love. Gibson Music Hall, 4-4, Rockford at the Music Box on 4-5. Three Lakes, we can't make those shows, and you're looking for something in August. Three Lakes in Wisconsin on 8-1. Mount Horeb, Wednesday nights live, 8-13, Rocker. Lots of shows that you can plan for this summer. I am so excited for the summer because all the bands are coming out, and it's going to be a lot of fun. All this stuff is brought to you by Doughboys Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. Taste the difference with recipes over 100 years old, located Northgate Mall, delivering to Madison North, East, and Downtown. Doughboys Pizza, Madison.com, or call 608-467-3017. I feel like every time I say that number, their phone rings.
Well, you know. Let me tell you what they're doing right now.
What are they doing right now?
Well, first off,
you have like a secret.
Yeah.
Like a civic media camera.
Well, I can tell you, Rob,
yes,
that they have beef and cheese tortellini and ravioli along with linguine and a creamy basil sauce. That's this weekend.
I'm going to check.
I found out.
Oh, I'm going to check the break room fridge.
And they also have a braised beef or cheese and a red sauce that's really good as well. That creamy basil. I know. I got to do it. But listen, if you want to get it delivered.
Oh.
They have delivery to Wanakee, Sun Prairie, Windsor, Cottage Grove, and Monona.
Man, they're going everywhere.
Along with Madison. So, yeah. Doughboys, they're really good.
Yeah, I'm really excited about all those specials you just said. Now, Lo Marie was in here, and I got to tell you, sounding amazing, even with the glass.
Yeah, she's all sound checked up. We're ready to go.
Yeah.
She'll be in here for 8:30. We'll have a mini lair and hear about the Respect Show that's happening at the Majestic Theater coming up next week, celebrating women in music. And then Jimmy Vaguely later on tonight. The Jimmies are playing the Mama Cares 10-year anniversary at the High Noon Saloon in Madison. And our Terry Barr talks with Jimmy Vaguely, and we'll find out what's coming up with them these days, because they play all over Wisconsin too.
Man, yes, they do. They have so many shows that we had to patent pending the Jimmy Tracker for Max and Radio, just so we know where the Jimmies are all the time.
That's right. Then Jimmy K is in here for Max Inc. After Hours at 10 p.m.
Yes, I get to take a little nap. This is Basil and the Supernaturals. They're going to be at the Music Box April 12th. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio.
The eyes of beholders see beauty just the way they want to see. So don't cry on my shoulder. Someone is better suited for you than me. I tried to go. Now I know it's all for me. Yeah.
Basil and Supernatural, over you on Mag Sync Radio. I'm going to sneak in a Jimmy's tune in honor of the Mama Cares 10-year anniversary at the High Noon Saloon in Madison. And then you're going to hear a lot more from the Jimmys. Yeah, absolutely. In the 9 o'clock hour, you're listening to Mag Sync Radio. Terry Burrow, we'll be talking to the Jimmys Well, just one, Jimmy. The 9 o'clock hour. You're listening to Backsync Radio. You can catch the Jimmys, of course, at the Madison Cares Anniversary Ball. Also, Toffers and New Glarus. That'll be on April 3rd. On the 4th here in Madison. Hey! In La Crosse at the Popcorn Tavern. Now, this is the big payback. Why? The Respect Concert. This is the backing band. We'll be talking to Lo Marie just a couple minutes right here on MaxSync Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. Payback on MaxSync Radio. Lo Marie will be in here talking about them, the backing band, and the Respect Concert that's happening at the Majestic Theater. But that's happening in just a couple more minutes. First, got to tell you about some of our sponsors, like the Ethical Trade CEO that is dedicated to empowering artisans and farmers who are vulnerable to exploitation. Ethical Trade Co. carries a diverse range of items from over 50 countries in their store on the Madison's East Side or online or at their web store at ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world. Also, the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Great food, drink, live music. You can watch the big game on their big screens. Lazy Oaf Lounge is at 1617 North Stoughton Road or online at lazyoaflounge.com. Also, the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. Buy or sell your next home at movetomadison.com. Rocker, I heard that Christy Krause, moments before the show, gave you something that no one else has heard anywhere else.
No, not yet. They haven't, Rob. This is a brand new song from her down in Florida.
Yeah.
It's about, I think.
She is so smart. As soon as she, like, the snow falls, boom, she's in Florida.
Yeah. Key West.
Key West. Bam.
She wrote this song along with Mike Nash. And normally she hangs out a lot in Nashville as well. Kirsty Krause is a growing star here. And, of course, we know her as Thirsty Kirsty
Oh, the Thursdays. I'm one of them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this tune is called Largo.
Let's play it right now.
Let's do it now. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We were 17, had a fake ID on a spring break spree, chasing everything. I was doing double shots in the back parking lot, met a girl down from Tennessee.
He was acting tough, found he was hot stuff. Then my girls wrote him off, but he was cracking me up with his trashy jokes and his big old smile. So I decided to stay for a while.
Oh, she was looking cute, just sitting there. She was smiling up at me with a flower in her hair. Chicago, we're keeping it Largo, living our lives like there was no tomorrow, living our dreams, young and hard, taking it right back to the start, like a spring break love story right out of some TV show.
That Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This St. Paddy's Day, if you want a pot of gold, list your home with the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
Excuse me, kind sir, but it's not Paddy's. It's Patty's, as in Patrick.
When selling or buying with Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, you get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. We like to say that move to Madison is kind of like a pot of gold. It's the number one site for leprechauns to search for new homes this St. Paddy's Day. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band that wants to play Summerfest, the world's largest music festival? Then Rock Onsen wants you. Check out rockonsen.org for more information. Registration is free. All genres of music invited to compete. That's rockonsen.org. Rock Onsen, youth garage bands rockin' Wisconsin. Produced by Dennis Graham Associates and brought to you by Max Inc. Radio and the Civic Media Radio Network.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's time for Live in the Lair, the mini lair, brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. Buy or sell your next home at movetomadison.com.
All right, Rob, Lo Marie is a multi-award-winning artist from Madison, Wisconsin, and she has four albums of original music to her name. Her latest, The Bar, stretches her jazz sensibilities to accommodate forays into funk, bluesy pop, and theatrical rock. Lo Marie is a member of national touring group Furious Bongos, a Frank Zappa tribute, and recently joined Steely Dan, the legendary local supergroup covering Steely Dan music. And Lo Marie is part of the 7th Annual Respect, a celebration of women in music, coming up at the Majestic Theater. And tonight, Lo Marie is in the WMDX studios here in the Mad City. Lo Marie, welcome back to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you so much. Hey, Rocker.
How's
it going?
Oh, we're so glad that you're here. Lo Marie, you've played in our old studio on Normandy Lane.
Our other studio on University, and now you're
at our newest studio here on State Street.
You hit the big time. Look at how gorgeous it is in here.
No kidding. We've got a view of the Overture Center. This is crazy, man.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun in here, and we get to have you here performing live tonight. Lo Marie, you study music at Vanderbilt University and economics in Nashville. But how did you get your start? What ignited your passion for music?
Yeah, I don't know if there was one specific event. I kind of always sang when I was little.
Yeah.
My mom always tells me the story. This is super mean, but she always tells me that when she would sing to me when I was little, I would like grab her lips and twist them to make her stop singing.
You know, my daughter did that to my wife. She does not sound like you, but she's saying, but I'm just saying.
Thank you. Well, my mom always took it as like I didn't like what she was singing, but I think it was just I'm really interested in what's happening right now. Let me figure out what's going on.
So
I started singing in church and in school, and it was never really a question. There was never like a big moment of like, yeah, I'm going to be a musician. It was just like, this is who I am. This is who I've always been.
Now, what made you decide to go to school for it?
There's two schools of thought on that, right? You can go out and start your music career right after high school and go out and do the thing, or you can go to school and study it, you know. And I'm really glad that I went to school to study it. I feel like my trajectory through there, I initially went for opera, for classical music.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And, you know, quickly discovered that that wasn't my route. But it gave me a lot of flexibility, that classical training I really appreciate that I have. I feel like it allows me to do, you know, the genres and things that I want to do now.
Now, does your economics part? Does that back up your music part? Or is that like, you know, one day I can fall back on the economics?
Or is it just like, oh, there's no money in this. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, at that time, Vanderbilt didn't have a business program for undergrad. So econ was like the closest thing there was to it.
Oh, I
and
see.
Yeah. So it kind of gave me a start to be able to, because all independent musicians are their own enterprises, their
right.
own businesses.
Yes.
You know, you are your own marketer and financial planner and all these things. And so it was as close as I could come to like a business degree.
And your last album, The Bar, is as musical as it is thought-provoking. It swept the MAMAs, the Madison Area Music Association Awards, netting 6 awards, including R&B Album of the Year. Tell us about your award-winning album.
You know, I think it's so cool to have been recognized for that work. Like you said, I've put out 4 records now, and I definitely feel like everyone has been better than the last, or, you know, I've learned something after I put the previous one out, and it was really cool to have local recognition for that, saying like, yeah, you're on the right track. And it was pretty awesome.
Well, let's get to some live music in the lair with Lo Marie, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song that you have for us is is off that album. It's called The Gap. Tell us about this song before you play.
Yeah. So, well, one of the reasons you reached out to me to come speak and perform today was about the Respect Show, right?
Yes.
Which is about women in music.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of my thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been teaching for Girls and Ladies Rock Camp now for 10 years. And it's pretty cool to see women playing more instruments and doing all of that. So The Gap that I'm going to play for you right now is my women's rights song. And The Gap refers to the gender wage gap, which, frankly, it should not exist. It should just not exist.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's hear it. This is The Gap. We're here with Lo Marie, live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio.
You just want to do the dirty. I'm trying to keep it flirty. Toes, hair, painted up and polished. I never made a promise. If I told you no, would I lose my chance to show all the things I could sing, joy I could bring? I don't know. So screw you. Chance to show all the things I
Lo Marie in the Mags Inc. Radio Studios, brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group. Now powered by Compass. Cyrus, buy or sell your next home at movetomadison.com.
Lo Marie, that was really cool. That's a great song. I like the presentation.
Thank you very much.
The Frank Zappa tribute, Furious Bongos, is headed out on a tour soon. And you've recently joined Steely Dan. Tell us about your extracurricular activities.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm super excited about this upcoming Furious Bongos tour. We're going to hit a lot of the same venues that we went to last spring, kind of the East Coast. We start in D.C. and make our way north up to Maine.
Yes.
And then cross the border, and we've got 4 shows in Canada.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, how cool.
Which will be really, really cool. We found kind of a nice little home there. This will be our second time back to Canada. And after we come back, we're going to cross back into Buffalo and make our way through the Midwest for closing night in Chicago at Reggie's Rock Club, which will be super cool. By that point, the band will have been together on the road for like 3 full weeks, and the show will be so tight.
And you're not coming to Wisconsin in this one?
Not on this one, no. Eventually, we got to make it back.
Now, what do you play in the Furious Bongos? What instruments do you play?
Because
you sing,
everybody
right?
plays bongos. Furious Bongos.
Man, why are you all mad?
Why are all
the bongo players mad?
Well, they're so angry.
Yeah, I sing. There's several of us that sing. So probably I would say 3 lead vocalists and then another 2 that pop in for extra needed harmonies and things.
Sure.
And it's been kind of cool. I've been doing some of the vocal arranging for that band as well. So that's been fun to like write out those parts. And then I also play rhythm guitar and I conduct the band on some of the the crazy pieces where we're changing time signatures
the
time.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
One of my favorite pieces to conduct actually is Pound for a Brown, and I get to call out what time signature we're going to change to.
Really?
And who's going to take the solo in this new time signature that I decide to call.
So everybody has to be on.
Exactly, on the spot. You're going to play in 11-8. Ready, go.
Wow. Oh, my. Well, I was going to ask you about those transcriptions, because I've seen your bassist, Conrad St. Clair. I've seen those transcriptions hanging around in his basement. I think he does them by hand. He used to. They're all black pages.
They are all black pages, yeah. No more hand transcriptions. We do have some.
He's moved on. High tech now.
We do have some, like, notes and stuff from Arthur Barrow, who used to be Frank Zappa's music director. He has, like, handwritten notes and transcriptions that he sent to us to help us make these arrangements. But yeah, we use Sibelius now to notate everything in software, and we try really hard to get a good mix of, okay, we're going to add a really hard song, and we're also going to add a simple blues tune.
Well, as a Zappa fan, I liked watching some of the videos. It was pretty cool.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're also a Steely Dan. You know, they're always playing Atwood Fest Sunday, August 20th. That's July 27th.
I'm so sorry.
My apologies. Steely Dan, what are you doing with them now?
Yeah, I just joined Steely Dan in January as a backing vocalist, which has been really cool. So I get up there and sing the high harmonies and shake a tambourine and a shaker.
That's a big part of Steely Dan music.
It is, though. Yeah, the groove.
Yeah.
It's such groove-based music.
Yeah.
You know?
For sure. Well, let's get back to live music in the Lair with Lo Marie, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have, it's unreleased, and it's called Soul Away. Tell us about this song before you play.
Yeah. So I was looking for something that I hadn't done here before and something that hadn't been recorded. This song, I actually wrote it probably 9 years ago and had kind of left it in the dust, and it never really seemed to fit with what was happening in my life. And then I had done one show at the Bartell Theater with a full band and a horn section of this song, and it made it onto YouTube, and somehow YouTube spit this song back at me last week.
Nice.
And I was like, you know what, this song feels like it fits my life right now. This is the song that fits right now.
Wow.
And I want to bring it back. I want to dust it off and play
AI.
It again.
It knew. The AI knew.
And it was right in time for MagSync Radio.
Right.
That's perfect.
In time. I know. I think it was like the day before you hit me up to do the show, it spit me this song. I was like, this is the one.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's in the cards. Well, let's hear it. This is Soulway. You're listening to Lo Marie live in the Lair on MagSync Radio.
Live at the Lair right here on the Civic Media Radio Network in MagSync Radio, brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group.
Lo Marie, that was another great song, and we're so privileged to hear that. I mean, that's really not heard anywhere, right?
No, I mean, there's one recording on YouTube, and I've been thinking about taking it down so I can make a better one. But
yeah.
This is about it. This is about the only place you'll ever hear it.
Once it's up there in the YouTube, man, it might come back and haunt you. But that's all right, because it's so good.
Thank you. Yeah.
We're here with Lo Marie, live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio. Lo, you were honored to join the Chicago chapter of the Recording Academy as an advisor to the board. So what do you advise them of?
Yeah.
Tell us about that board.
Well, first of all, it's past tense. I advised them last year, which was lovely. But, you know, I had the opportunity to join a committee, and they have committees on DEI, advocacy. So, like, you go talk to legislators about... Getting rights for musicians and songwriters.
Oh,
and
I like that.
Yeah, right? which you can still do as a member, and like you don't have to be on the board to do that. So if you want to go talk to a legislator, like, get involved with the Grammys and go talk to our representatives, you know? So I got to do that. And the DEI portion, they have like Women in the Mix, which was really cool, which is their like Women in Music kind of committee and program and institution, and it was great. So I got to bring some of my ideas to the table, and you know, essentially they voted on them because I was just an advisor, but I got to voice my opinions in the room, and just to be in the room was really cool.
Was there anything that you got accomplished that got voted positively? Or
One thing I brought to the table was I was frustrated with the voting process in terms of putting you in a new category.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to get a nomination, you have to submit your material, right? And then there's a review process, and that review process tells you, like, okay, yes, you submitted everything. It cleared. This looks like your song, and you submitted it in the proper genres. And in order to snag a nomination, you really do have to do a little bit of marketing and promotion so that people know who you are, right? And the review board didn't let you know in time for a marketing campaign to take place whether you were going to be in the genres that you submitted your materials in. So I was successful in saying, you got to let us know earlier. If you're going to change our categories that we submit,
smart,
you got to let us know earlier. And that was a big win for me that I was successful in that endeavor.
Now, you have a big show coming up next week at the Majestic Theater in Madison. It's the 7th Annual Respect Show, a celebration of women in music. Madison Horn and funk band The Big Payback will play backing band to local female singers who cover some of the greats like Madonna, Chaka Khan, Ella Fitzgerald, and many more. But Lo Marie, you are singing Chapel Roan. Tell us about this event.
Yeah, so this is the 7th annual event. Previously, it had been kind of in the fall, summertime, but they moved it to March during Women's History Month, which I think it was a brilliant, brilliant move. And so all of these 10 artists get up, and we get to sing 3 songs in tribute to these, you know, iconic women that came before us.
Yeah.
And it's really cool. I've been a part of it a couple times now. I've done Amy Winehouse and Grace Potter.
Oh, wow.
And now Chapel Roan.
Oh, Grace Potter.
Yep.
Oh,
Grace
wow.
Potter.
Well, that is so cool. Well, let's hear a song that I think you're going to play.
I am.
At
yeah.
the Respect Show. This is a Chapel Roan song, Pink Pony Club.
Yes. It'll be full band. It'll be rocking. But for right now, we'll do an acoustic version. And just like the last one, this will be the only place you'll probably ever hear this acoustic version.
Wow. All right, let's hear it. Lo Marie doing Chapel Roan right here on Max Inc. Radio.
I know you wanted me to stay, but I can't ignore the crazy visions of me in LA. And I heard
that there's a special place where boys and girls can all be queens every single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee or Santa Monica. I swear it's calling me. Won't make my mama proud. It's gonna cause a scene. She sees a baby girl. I know she's gonna scream. God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl and you dance at the club. Oh, mama, I'm just having fun. On the stage in my heels, it's where I belong. Down at the Pink Pony Club, I'm gonna keep on dancing. At the Pink Pony Club, I'm gonna keep on dancing. Down in West Hollywood, I'm gonna keep on dancing. At the Pink Pony Club, Pink Pony Club, I'm up and jaws are on the fly. Lovers in the bathroom and a line outside the door. Black lights and a mirror disco ball. Another reason why I left it all. I think my wicked dreams are you from Tennessee or Santa Monica. I swear it's calling me. Won't make my mama proud. It's gonna cause a scene. She sees a baby girl. I know she's gonna scream. God! If you die, you're a pink pony girl, and you dance at the club. Oh, mama, I'm just having fun on the stage in my heels. It's where I belong, down at the Pink Pony Club. I'm gonna keep on dancing at the Pink Pony Club. I'm gonna keep on dancing down in West Hollywood. I'm gonna keep on dancing at the Pink Pony Club. Don't think I've left you all behind. Still love you and Tennessee, you're always on my mind. I'm on earth every Saturday. I can hear your southern drawl a thousand miles away. Singing, God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl. And you dance at the club, oh mama.
Low Marie and Live in the Lair on Mags Inc. Radio, powered by the Aaron Weber Group, which is powered by Compass. Buy or sell your next home at movetomadison.com. Find out more about Low Marie at lowmariemusic.com.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Let's go to Ollie in the Northwoods. Ollie, hiccups or gas, what's worse?
Well, I'd like to frame my answer in the form of sports. It depends upon whether you're a passer or a receiver.
That's great. Whether you're the passer or the receiver, that's the best line of the day.
The Todd Allbus Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. A weekend of protests by Democrats against Democrats in power for not bringing an alternative to win back voters. Demonstrators in Brooklyn chanted outside the home of Senator Chuck Schumer, demanding he resign. 30,000-plus were at a rally in Denver led by Senator Bernie Sanders and Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. ABC News political director Rick Klein spoke to ABC's Start Here podcast.
One of the ironies is we've seen more Democratic energy and enthusiasm than we probably have during the whole second act of the Trump presidency. But it isn't clear where that energy and enthusiasm is actually directed right now. A lot of it is directed inward.
Three large wildfires burning now in western North Carolina, the same place devastated by Hurricane Helene in the summer. Two of the three are 0% contained, and there's a mandatory evacuation. Wildfires in South Carolina as well. More than 1,000 acres have burned. This is ABC News. Another day of protests.